This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his productive two-day visit to Japan today. After attending the 15th India-Japan annual summit yesterday, Prime Minister Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during the 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Prime Minister Modi urged the governors and Indian state governments to leverage the new initiative and forge partnerships in fields like manufacturing, technology, innovation, next-generation infrastructure and startups, among others. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. In a social media post, Prime Minister termed the visit as productive, saying, "May India-Japan friendship scale newer heights in the times to come." Our correspondent reports that the visit marks an era of new beginning in India-Japan partnership.
In a major diplomatic and economic breakthrough, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba unveiled a bold strategic blueprint to redefine India-Japan ties over the next decade, with far-reaching agreement across key sectors. At the heart of the outcomes was the India-Japan Joint Vision for the next decade, a 10-year strategic framework identifying 8 priority areas. Among the most notable economic announcements was Japan's commitment of 10 trillion yen in private investments in India over the next decade. The two leaders also signed a joint declaration on security cooperation. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
Prime Minister Modi has arrived in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. India's real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for first quarter of current fiscal released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience.
भारत एक ऐसा उभरता हुआ देश है जिसकी इकोनॉमी जिसमें अपॉर्चुनिटीज इतनी बड़ी मात्रा में बढ़ने वाली आगे आने वाले दिनों में कि यूरोपियन यूनियन हो एफटीए का सऊदी अरेबिया के साथ भी चर्चाएं चल रही है वो तो चाहते हैं 6 के 6 खाड़ी के देश एफटीए में एक साथ आ जाए पूरी दुनिया आज आपके साथ व्यापार बढ़ाना चाहती है ये भारत के निर्णायक नेतृत्व में है ये जादू आप सबके सामर्थ्य में आपकी काबिलियत में है ये जादू आप सबकी मेहनत और पसीने में है
Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that the nation's GDP growth rate of 7.8% will have a positive impact on its energy consumption. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Puri highlighted that if the economy is doing well, energy consumption will go up. He noted that India's energy consumption is 3 times higher than the global number, and the government is taking multiple steps to meet this demand by strengthening refining capacity and transitioning to green, sustainable energy. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated India's first tempered glass manufacturing facility for mobile devices in Uttar Pradesh's Noida. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said that tempered glass is an important accessory for mobile phones and its indigenous manufacturing is a major step forward in the success of Make in India and the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The minister further said that India's GDP growth of 7.8% in the first quarter of financial year 2025-26 demonstrates that the country is a stable, vibrant and innovation-driven economy. And with that, we end this news bulletin.